So I'm here with Davo after a 2-1 away win in the league to Chalfont St Peter. Davo, what an incredible week. Taking a point at home against the league leaders. You've then gone to Barton and obviously the incredible 8-1 victory. And then to come here today and win 2-1 with 10 men for about half an hour, again, is another incredible result.
Yeah, I think for me the highlight of the week is today, really. I think it was a absolutely magnificent performance against a side who are on the fringes of the playoffs. They've been on a bit of a bad run after being top of the league, so they're a good side. I mean, they've got top goal scorer in the league, or joint top scorer in the league, is he? and they've got lots and lots of threats and lots of ability. So to come here and I thought we dictated the game in the first half, scored a fantastic goal, should have scored two or three more in my opinion. Pricey didn't make us save in the first half at all. And to perform like that and second half we come out, we should have got the second goal straight after half time. And then obviously the red card makes it difficult. Then they score like a double whammy straight after it, and you think, well, our staff were saying on the bench that it's a big test of character, and we certainly lived up to that today, and to dig in like we did and then get the winning goal, which was an absolutely fantastic move, is it's a very sweet feeling at the moment.
And incredibly this week, none of the conditions in any of the three games have been ideal for you. If I cast my mind back to Rushden, wet, boggy, horrible, lucky to get the game on. Obviously Tuesday you turn up 10, 15 minutes before you're due to kick off. And again today, I understand they haven't had a game called off all season for rain. But horrendous conditions, awful boggy pitch, and yet your team still managed to get the ball down and try and play at the right times.
Yeah, we did, and the pitch wasn't great, but it wasn't through lack of effort on their part. I mean, we've had the same issue. You know, our pitch was we were getting stick from the Rushden lot about a bog and the dog of a pitch or whatever they were saying, and all you can do is prepare a pitch to get the game on, and the pitch was in decent condition at the start, and you can't odds the weather and how much it cut up, which made it very difficult. And we're not a big physical side. We look to play. We play some great football, and it's difficult on a pitch which isn't conducive to it. And yet we, like you said, we played some great football. I'm chuffed to bits again with it. It sounds like a broken record, me being proud of them, but I am exceedingly proud of them. You know, people probably think suddenly we've come into Mr. Cantor's won the lottery or something because. How are we suddenly getting these results? But it's been coming a while. You know, we've played now 14 games since December, and we've won 9 games, which is absolutely superb.
And you must be delighted with the away form this year. I mean, we spoke about it obviously last year in several of the interviews, and I think you were struggling to pick up points, certainly wins away from home, and yet the turn of the year seems to have been a turn of fortune for you.
Yeah, it has. Well, we had three wins, a draw in four games, five games. We've lost the one game. So, yeah, what a turnaround. I mean, funnily enough, we've only picked up 1 point from two games at home in the last two, albeit against first and second in the league. So, yeah, the fact that we're picking up points away from home is absolutely superb. Can we carry it on? Can we push on? You know, we've got 35 points now, which is more than the club's got for the last five or six seasons. And, how many can we get? You know, you've got to keep pushing on. The lads are hungry. You know, they love winning. They're loving what they're doing. They love the fact that they're getting better as players. I'm just chuffed to bits to see it and enjoying seeing them develop and get better.
You spoke on Tuesday night's interview around a bit of a throwaway comment from Rushden around the motivation, and yet again it doesn't look as though your boys are lacking in any sort of form of motivation whatsoever. In fact, quite the opposite. When you went down to 10, it almost looked as though you stepped it up a gear.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they wanted it to irritate me, that comment, but it still irritates me that they think that they're that good, that we built our season around trying to play against Rushden. Well, you know, I see they've dropped points today against Kings Langley, and they're going to be leaning on us for a favour or two, because we've got Egham to play twice, we've got Kings Langley to play twice. So yeah, from their point of view, let's hope that we can motivate to perform against anyone but Real Madrid, as they call themselves. But yeah, no, I mean, it's silly to keep talking about it, but you know, the performance today against a good side, a side that are sort of on the fringes. I said they've been top of the league for a long period this season. To play like that, absolutely brilliant. To get the result away from home on a tough pitch, yeah, brilliant. Really pleased.
And you got the next week of football, you've got another two tough games coming up. Obviously, you've got Godalming in the Cup. And then you welcome the visit of Royston, which are another top team in the league. And you seem to have all the top teams at the moment in this run.
Yeah, Godalming. Well, we'll worry about Godalming first. We'll pick a team for that. We've got, obviously, you know, may need to shuffle the pack a little bit for that game. I don't know whether they will. I'm sure they probably will as well. And you know, we'll see what we can do. We're looking forward to every game. We're excited about. We want to keep playing, keep winning. We've got a great squad. We've got five subs, and again, without Simba today, you know, we've got a squad of 17-18, and all of them, as I've said before, all of them would have been regulars for us in previous years, and they're all playing and excuse me. And they're all enjoying what they're doing. They're all part of it. Even the ones that aren't getting on, you know, they're hungry for us to do well. There's no bitterness about the players that are playing. It's a really happy place to be at the moment.
And you must be delighted with young Ben White, Chalky, who obviously stepped in to Simba's shoes as he got injured. Scored four on Tuesday and notches the winner again today.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I thought he played better today even than he did, and he was excellent on Tuesday. I thought he was even better today. You know, his movement was great, his interchanging with Rob Carr and with Frenchy was absolutely superb. And to the work rate he put in as well, particularly when we went down to 10 men, to pop up with the winning goal, and what a goal it was, by the way. You know, a flowing move between him and Rob Carr, and Hawley was involved, wasn't he? It was absolutely flowing move. And to have the composure to slot it in as the cross has come in and late on in the game, you know, under pressure, really, really good finish. And I'm just for him to be the hero again. It's, you know, he's making a habit of it, and he can keep doing it. I'm more than happy with that. And hopefully we can get Simba back as well soon, and we've got even more threats for us.
And you must be delighted. I mean, slightly different feeling. It probably feels as though you're looking up the league now in terms of who you can potentially catch with games in hand and points, rather than looking down, as you rightly alluded to earlier, that you have done maybe for the last couple of years.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, we're looking at results, and we're not looking at how are the bottom couple of teams getting on. It's looking at how are the sort of mid-range teams getting on. We want to try and reel them in. You know, there's teams around us that we can hopefully catch. We've got really tough fixtures to come. As I said, we've got Egham and Kings Langley, who are probably two of the favourites for the league at the moment. We've got to play them twice each. So we've got tough games, but I think that brings the best out in us. So just got to keep going and keep pushing on, see if we can get something from it, and see where that leaves us at the end of the season.
Well, congratulations on your win today. Best of luck for Godalming and also for Royston next weekend.
Cheers, mate.